Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1 and, of course, streaming at newsdakota.com. And you can listen back to the podcasts as well. Search out KQDJ Podcast, wherever you like to get your podcasts from. And you can listen back on any of these that we have. Right now, we are joined by Christy Cagle and Jerry Vitava with us from Vocational Rehab. Let's talk about what's going on here. Guys, thanks, first of all, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
We'll get into a little bit about vocational rehab. Let's get into that here in a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about an event you guys are part of. And we've been talking about it a little bit on the air already, but a food drive that's coming up here August 5th, right?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the food drive and what you are looking for and all the good information people need to know.
Sure. Yeah, so on August 5th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. over at the South Central Human Service Center parking lot, we are doing a food drive and a personal items drive for the Buffalo Bridges Human Services Zone, which was the Sussman County Social Service Office. And they we just decided to partner with them because they are a huge pillar in our community, and we love to try to do what we can to give back to the community.
Well, and there is, unfortunately, there's always a need, and then this is a great way to meet that need. People need this. And talking about the items that we need in particular, there are some items that are more needed than others, correct?
Correct. We're looking at, basically food stable or shelf stable items, mm-hmm. food services, macaroni and cheese, soups, things like that, as well as the toiletries, female hygiene products, things like that. They're always in demand, and they're looking for just things that we can give back to folks that they can take with. With inflation going up, food insecurity is becoming a big issue.
It is becoming a big issue, and that's why events like this are so important. Again, August 5th, this is coming up, 5 to 7:30 is the drive. And again, it's going to be at the South Central Human Service Center Vocational Rehab Office, 520 3rd Street Northwest. So people can just come at that particular time. What if they can't make that time and they still want to donate? Is there any other way they can do it?
Yes, we can. We'll take donations the whole week at the front. You come into the front office, there's a receptionist right there. She'd be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, perfect. Let's talk a little bit about vocational rehab. Tell me a little bit about the program, what it is, what it offers.
Okay. Well, vocational rehabilitation, kind of what we are is like the quote-unquote best-kept secret around. We are a federally funded and state-funded program that helps any individual with a not only disability, but injury or an illness of a temporary or permanent nature, maintain or retrain to be able to continue working or find a different job. I know a lot of people think disability and they might automatically think maybe developmental disability or Ann Carlson, but it goes much further than that. We actually can help somebody that might have, say, carpal tunnel syndrome or maybe migraines, find some kind of an accommodation so they can continue to work. Or if they have need for a hearing aid or something like that, we can help them overcome some of those little, what we call our barriers, mm-hmm. and continue to keep working so they can keep making money.
Well, and so greatly important, especially, as you mentioned earlier, Jerry, inflation, things are going up. So important to keep that career path going if you can. And like you said too, Christy, this is a great resource people need to have in their tool belt.
Yes, sir. And when you look at how cumulative injuries over time, say somebody's out working out on the farm, knees start going, back starts going. There's adaptive technology out there that we can get to the individual that'll keep them on the farm, keep them in their jobs, and allow them to continue.
Mm-hmm. And we at Voc Rehab actually have a farm program that we can come out and assess the farm to see if there's any sort of that adaptive technology that can assist on the farm, like remote control gates, lifts to get back up into the combines or lifts to get up in the tractors and stuff so that the farmers can continue to farm. And we have actually partnered with Farm Rescue It's in order to keep the farms going.
Wow, that's awesome. So people hearing about this and they're thinking, gosh, you know, this would be something I would like to investigate. Maybe it can help me. What is the steps? How do they get to it?
All they need to do is either stop down at South Central Human Service Center, check in at the front desk and say that they would love to speak with somebody, Invoke Rehab. And we are there Monday through Fridays, 8 to 5. And somebody will come out and visit with them. Or they can call us at 701-253-6338. And we'll be happy to visit with them and see how we can help them.
Perfect. And again, we want to recap what we started talking about was the food drive coming up August 5th, 5 to 7:30. Again, what are the things, if people listening, just joining us, things that we are looking to donate in particular?
We're looking for dry goods, soups, mac and cheese, shelf-stable items that folks can just come in, put on the shelf that only require water to prepare. Things like that. Hygiene products, toothpaste, soap, feminine hygiene, things like that, that are non-perishable that we can get up on the shelf and get out to the community.
And these donations are going where, Christy?
They are going to go to the Buffalo Bridges Human Service Zone pantry. It is a bridge together pantry that they have for individuals in need.
Okay. And the event 5 to 7:30, where is the drop-off location one more time?
South Central Human Service Center, 520 3rd Street Northwest in Jamestown.
In the parking lot. Come out and meet the staff.
Perfect. August 5th, 5 to 7:30. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It.